Today's daf from the Sechet Sota, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Mem Zayin. So you might recall, although it's so long ago, you might recall that yesterday we were learning about the story of Balak and the Zechus and bringing the Karbonis and how it is that that was giving him the connection to Rut. And all of that had been brought up in the context of the story of Livui. And the last thing that we had spoken about, which led to the discussion about Balak, was the story of the 42 Na'arim that had been cursed by Elisha. And the reason was because Elisha had fixed the water in Jericho and had destroyed their income from Perrier water. And the people of Jericho hadn't bothered to go and to be malave him, which would have completely changed the interaction, and this would never have happened. Now, the beginning of the story is very strange. The people from Jericho, they come to Elisha, and they say to him, "Vayomru anshei ha'ir el Elisha, as you can see, sir, this is a wonderful place. Hinena moshav ha'ir tov kasher adoni ro'eh. But we have some problems, some local problems. There's no drinkable water. And everybody who lives here dies from pollution, but otherwise it's a great place." So, okay. This is finally the explanation of how people live in Florida. So the point is, you can be living in a completely unlivable swamp, and you believe that it's the most wonderful place on earth. So how do you explain the fact that they tell Elisha, "It's a great place," as is obviously, as you can see, if the Mayim is undrinkable and the Eretz is mishakelet, it kills people. So what's good about it? How did they think it was good? Matovata. Omar Rabbi Chonin, of course, of all people to say this, who would know more than Rabbi Chonin about Chen? Chen makom al yoshvav. What this teaches us is that if you live there, leave it, love it or leave it. So basically, the very fact that it's your place makes you believe that it's wonderful. And everybody who has a place, they believe that that place is wonderful, even though somebody may come and, "Oh my God, get us out of here." They actually believe that it's a wonderful place. And as the Gemara points out, we actually have Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shlosh Achinosein. We have three things that people are so obviously taken up in their own specific, unique relationship that they actually become infatuated. That is the infatuation that they have of a makom, al yoshvav. People get married to a woman that nobody else would look at for a minute, and they believe she's the most beautiful girl in the world. And chein mekach al mikcho, a guy buys a Hewlett Packard computer, and he believes it's a marvelous computer. This, even though he had a Mac that could have been bought for half the price. Absolutely amazing, right? But people do this all the time. So how is that possible? Chen. It finds favor in their eyes, and there's no explaining it. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha chalaim chala Elisha. We find in the Diak and the Pasuk that Elisha got ill three times in his life. One was because she gira dubim betinokot, this rather extreme reaction of sicking bears on kids. Wow. One of them was shetachafol gechazi b'shtei yadayim, that when he was angry at Gehazi, he didn't leave him anything to be able to bring him back to do teshuva, and he threw him away with both hands. And the other one was the choli that he ended up dying from. Take a look at the pasuk. Elisha chala et cholyo asher yamut po. Chala, cholyo, and then asher yamut po. Tan rabbanan. Lo'olam te'ismol tochev yamin mekarevet. Whenever you're dealing with someone, you should be certain to make sure that it's your left hand that's pushing that person away and putting him in his place, and your right hand of care and of love is always still open and making him recognize that he can come back. Lo ke Elisha, this is the famous story that all of the censors, this is a lot of Gemaras that don't even have this whole piece because of the fact that the original Girsa was, it was Oso Ha'ish. So the Yoshua ben Prachya was talking about Yoshka. Because of that, they took it out. And so the Girsot that we have over here is one of his Talmidim instead of that famous Talmud. So what was the story with Elisha? Dichtiv Vayomer Naaman, remember what happened was that Elisha had cured Naaman. And Naaman wanted Elisha to accept a gift from him as thanks. And Elisha absolutely refused to take anything from him. And then Gehazi, who was his Talmud, Elisha's Talmud, went chasing after Naaman. It's such a cringe moment. It's horrifying. And he tells Naaman, Elisha changed his mind and actually would like to take some stuff from you. Naaman says, well, instead of taking only one kikar of kesef, why don't you take two kikars of kesef? And here's some suits. Anyway, so when Gehazi comes back, Elisha says to him, Vayomre love, loli bi alach, well, you're trying to tell me where you were. You think that my heart didn't go with you? Kasher hafach ish me'el markavto, when a certain man, referring to Naaman, turns around and offers you these gifts. Ha'et lakachat et hakesef, I think maybe it's time for you to take the money, to take the clothes, lakachat ha'begadim, and then he throws in six other things. Zeitim, kramim, tzon, bakar, avadim, vishvachot, but that never happened. Umishakel kulehai gechas, he didn't take any of that. All he did was take the kesef ubegadim. So why do we have Elisha saying that he took eight different things? Amrav Yitzhar, you don't understand. Elisha was telling him, I think it is time for you to get eight things. You know, so far you've only got two. Why don't we give you the rest? After all, he was learning together with Gehazi the perek of Shmoneh Shratzim. And that is all about these dinim, of course, v'gabe or on Shabbos. So he says to Gehazi, Rosha, I think ba'ilam hazeh, you deserve a lot more than just this little bit of silver and a couple of suits. You should take the schar of all your Torah in Olam Hazeh and never have Olam Haba. So he gave the schar shmoneh shratzim for each one of the shmoneh shratzim. You should have these things, eight things. Vitzarat Naaman tidbak b'chol b'zaracha l'olam. And that's why when we find later, arba'a nashim hayu mitzoraim, and it doesn't say anything about who those people were, as if we're supposed to know that there's something significant about them. Indeed, these were, says Rabbi Yochanan, Gehazi and three of Gehazi's sons, who were the ones that ultimately were the Medaveach, that the army had run away. And then we find right after that, that Vayelech Elisha Damesek. Why in the world would Elisha go to Damesek? Lama halach? He went to get Gehazi to do teshuvah, and he realized that he had pushed him away to such an extent that he had utterly destroyed him and left him without even a place to be as a metzera, and he didn't do teshuvah. So Elisha said to him, Chazor b'cha. Omar lo, so Gehazi said to him, I was already mekabel from you, halacha, that kol mi shechata ve'echati et harabim, I know that I can't do teshuvah. Now, it's not really true, because ein maspikin biyado, as the Rambam explains, it means that he's not given a siyata deshmaya to do teshuvah, but if he wants to do teshuvah, as the Rambam says, even though we have these things that are ma'akvim as a teshuvah, they certainly don't prevent a person from doing teshuvah if he does teshuvah. So he could have. But wait a minute, Gehazi, how is Gehazi actually machtiyat harabim? My avad, what did Gehazi do? Ikedi amri evin shoevet, talalo lachatat yiravam. So some say that he had this great technology using magnets that he was able to get the chatas yiravam, which was the egel hazav that yiravam had made. He was able to suspend that, putting in a metal base over these magnets that kept it in midair. So it was sort of like hovering in the sky, and it looked like it was, you know, empowered to just lift itself up. And he was Ma'amido Ben Shamayim La'aretz, which made people believe, yes, look, it actually hovers. The Ikide Amre, Shem Chakakla Puma. Others say that he wrote one of the Shemes Hashem on that mouth of the eagle. And the eagle would say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yelecha. Boy, that was really impressive. And others say, Ikide Amre Rabbanan Docha Mikame, that Gehazi, he was in charge of the Beis HaMedrash, and he refused to allow any competitors into the Beis HaMedrash. So a lot of Talmidim, maybe some of the best Talmidim, never got in to the Beis HaMedrash of Elisha to learn. How do we know that? Because you take a look at the very next pasuk after the story of the chasing away Gehazi. It says, Vayomru b'nei hanevi'im el Elisha, Hineina ha-makom asher anachnu yoshvim sham lefanecha, tzar mimenu. There's no room in the Beis HaMedrash. It's terribly crowded over here. But why did that happen? Apparently, up until that point, it wasn't crowded. So, Michlal Da'adahidna lo havidachik. Why? Because all of these other people who wanted to get in were kept out by Gehazi. The other mice of Yoshua ben Prachya, Mahi. Well, what happened was that during the time that Yanai was attacking the Talmidei Chachomim because he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol, and anyway, there was terrible things were going on. They were saying his yichus was no good and so on. Anyway, we got very angry at the Rabbanan, and he was killing the Rabbanan. So Shimon ben Shetach, who was a brother of Yanai's wife, so the sister had hid away, so he survived. So Shimon ben Shetach had minu achate. Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya, who was the nasi, he got away by running to Alexandria in Mitzrayim. And when the whole thing died down and they made peace between them, Ki Avi Shlomo Shalach LeShimon Ben Shetach, he sends a letter to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Prachya that read like this: Mini Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh Loch Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. So this is like a coded letter from Yerushalayim to Alexandria. Achoti, my sister. This is what they call sister cities, Bisman Hazeh, right? So, exactly. This is the Mokar for sister cities. Achoti, Baali Sharui Betochech. My master is living in you. And I, meanwhile, have no one here. My beloved is gone, meaning the Nasi is not here. So anyway, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya gets his letter, and he says, apparently, Shema Mina, Avilei Shlomo, he must be hinting to me that it's safe for me to come back. So he goes back. Ki ata ikla lush pisa. So on his way back, he comes to this motel, this inn. Kom kamayo yikra shapir. Oh, they gave him tremendous covet when they found out who it is. Avde la yikara tuva. Yati v'komishtabach. So he was sitting and was telling all of the Talmidim, kama na'ach sanya zu. Look how wonderful this hotel is. The way that they treat us, covet hatera. Anyway, so this Talmid, who assumed that he was saying, boy, what a gorgeous girl this is, he says to him, Rebbe, Einah Trutot, I think her eyes are a little bit too round for my taste. So he was, oh, my Lord, Rosha, Bekachatau sake, this is what you're thinking about? Well, you think when I say how beautiful the Achsani is, I'm talking about how gorgeous the girl is? Ofik Arba Meashipures, it takes out 400 shofros to be mefarsim. Yeah, don't let this guy get anywhere, he's dangerous. And he puts him into Cheren. Anyway, so every single day, that Talmud would come to beg him to be Meuchelim and to take off the needle that he put him in. So also the Kami, and every day Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya threw him out. Anyway, one day, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya was saying Kriyat Shema, and the guy came Bedavka at that time. And it happens to be that on that day, he had made up his mind, today if he comes, I'm going to take off the needle. So he comes, Bedavka, while he was saying Kriyat Shema. And it was actually Bedaiti LeKabule. This is a real Romeo and Juliet story. So he was about to be Meuchelen and take off the needle. And so he sews the Talmud. He gives him the Israeli signal, you know, for hold on, which of course the Talmud thought meant he was giving him the finger, which is what anybody would think when they see the Israeli, hold on. So the guy figures that's it. I mean, he's really finished with me. So this guy goes out, builds himself a cross, bows down. So then Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachia caught up with him and said, no, chazor b'cha. So the guy says, kach b'kublani mibcha, kol achotei umachti at harabim, in maspikin biyado la'asot teshuvah. What was the machti at harabim? At that moment, when that guy went out, he was kishef, hesit, hidiach, hichtias Yisrael. He was absolutely in the pits. So he did kishuf, and he was mesit others to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with mediach klal Yisrael. Anyway, so that was wrong. You have to be careful not to chase a Talmid away. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yetzer, Tinok, V'isha, Teismol, Docha, V'yamin Mikarevet. There are three special situations, besides the din of not pushing away too much. There's also an issue of making sure that you make it very clear, or that you actually act out the connection at the same time that you're asserting a level of control. And that's three things. One is sex. So there, a person should never push away an attempt to repress his yetzer, not completely. The point is to be able to use your yetzer. The same thing is true with a child. A child takes very deeply rejection. And if he's not convinced at that moment of criticism that you love him and want him and are makar of him with the right hand, and it's only the left hand, the right obviously is keneged chesed and is closer, then he may, as Rashi says, he may end up running away, he may end up committing suicide, basically destroy his life. And the same thing is true when you're fighting with a woman. Never be harsh. The small should be doche, but at the same time, the yamin should be mikarevet. Make it very clear that ultimately you want the relationship. Which brings us to the clear vision of our very own kapitan.
And clear liquid. And what happens if you're a lefty? I take it personally, I'm a lefty. Can I change the hands?
That's a very interesting question. All right, go for it, Sir Capitan. So now, if we find the murderer, that you'll notice that all of these inyanim that are to come are exact duplicates of the same thing that we had in Saita earlier about the Saita. Amazing. To the point where Rashi says, I'm not even going to explain this because I already explained it before and it's the same exact sugya. Okay, so we're going to get to the same issue. See, there too, remember we had that it turns out before we ended up in the Hakravas HaMincha, what happens to the Mincha if we find out that there was an aid and so on. So Nimtza Horegat Shelo Nerfa Egla. So then there's no Kedusha on this Egla. Teitze V'tireh Ba'eder. And it becomes mutter. Now, Rashi learns that this is only according to the Mandi Omar, who does not hold that Yiridasal and Achalitan Osarto. But since there is that Mandi Omar, that as soon as we bring it down to the Achalitan, it becomes Osarbana'a, this wouldn't be true. However, many argue on Rashi, and they say that this means that Lichatchila, there was no Chiev, and therefore there was no actually Kedusha at all. Mishener Faha Egla, once the Egla was already Aruf, and then we find the murderer. No, then Tikaver Bimakoma, then it's completely kosher, meaning that we do what we like to do to any Egla Arufa, the same thing that we did with the Mincha, and the same Loshen. Sha'al Safek Bata Mitchilata, Kipras Veka V'alchala. So what it is that we brought that Mincha for, it was kosher. Same thing is true of here. What it is that we brought the Egla Arufa for, it's kosher. And that it was Mechaper. Now you're saying, we know who the murderer is. Fine, so you kill the murderer. That has nothing to do with the original din of the Safek. And it's the same, therefore, as the situation we had before by the Sota. Nerfa Egla. But if first it was Nerfa, Achar Kach Nimtza Horeg, also we will still be Yehareg. Hareze Yehareg. It's still not going to take off the Chi of Misa, obviously. And that will is clear, actually, from the closing Pasuk, which is fascinating because that's not where the Gemara gets it from. But if you take a look at the Rashi in the Chumash, when he explains that Pasuk, after V'nikaper lahem Adam, it says, V'ata tiva'er Adam anaki mikirbecha, ki ta'aseh hayashar b'nei Hashem. So what is that referring to, says Rashi? That's referring to you're going and carrying out the Chi of Misa, even though you had already brought the Egla Rufa, to make it very clear that it's the same situation that we would have, let's say, by a somebody's bringing an Ashem Toloi, right? So the halacha is that if you find out that you actually did it, so then the would be Yichayev in the Chatas. It's no contradiction that we were Mechaper on a Suffolk. And we have exactly the same issue that we had before in the Mishnah of Seita. 1-8 says that I saw that she was Nitma. And 1-8 says she wasn't Nitma. Same halacha over here. I saw the murderer, and I know who it is. And an 8-8 says, no, actually, we don't believe you. I was there, and it's not true. I was standing right there. There was no murderer there. Isha omeret ra'iti, isha omeret lo ra'iti. By the way, when it says over here, I saw the murderer, it doesn't say that he has to identify the murderer. Because the truth is, he's not allowed to identify the murderer. Because unless there are two witnesses, remember the whole story about Zigut. You go to complain about somebody and you say he did something wrong, you get punished. Because it's just lishna bisha. Because if you don't have another witness, why would you be believed? And therefore, all you're saying about this person is bad things. And because of that, you should be punished. So the aide is not allowed to say, I'll tell you who it is, but he is allowed to say, and is mechuyev to say, I know who the murderer is. I witnessed it. So over here, if one witness says, I witnessed it, and the other one says, I was right there with you, and there was no murder that you saw. Or a woman says, I saw the murderer. And another woman says, no, you didn't. So then, since you have one against one, so in that case, we still have a suffix. So then we would still be Orev, the Egla. How about if 1-8 says, I saw it, and 2 says, you didn't see it? So then, of course, you are from the same problem we had in the previous Mishnah by Seita. This makes no sense, because it's Mashma, the opposite, that if only one would say then, that you didn't see it, that then we wouldn't. I mean, I'm so confused. Gemara, of course, will go through this again, just as it did before. If one witness said, I saw it, two witnesses said, no, you didn't see it, are you Orfim? If two witnesses said, we saw it, and one says you didn't, so then we know who the murderer is, because we have two witnesses, and one person cannot be Docha the two witnesses. So lo are you Orfim. When there was a tremendous number of open murders, they stopped bringing the Egla Rufa. Mishaba Eliezer ben Dinai, Utchina ben Prisha haya nikra. This guy Eliezer ben Dinai was a famous mobster, and he used to openly kill people on the road, steal their money, and he gave himself, and he learned that this is a name he gave himself, Utchina ben Prisha, which of course means beg me for your life and you may get away. But it also means, you know, the sweet guy who is such a tzaddik. Anyway, Chazrulik Roto Ben Aratzchan. Everybody else just figured, just call him murder boy. So once that was there, they no longer brought the Egla Rufa. The Gemara will discuss. Same thing was true about the Seita. Misha Rabu Aminafim Paskom Ayma Marim. When there got to be so many adulterers that we no longer considered it to be something that we could deal with, and the Gemara will explain why, we stopped allowing people to drink from the Me'amorim. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who was mafsik then. And he used the pasuk that said, Lo efkod abnotechem, I'm not going to check out your daughters anymore, kitis nena, when they go around messing with other men. The akalotechem kitina afna, and I'm not going to check out your daughter-in-laws when they do adultery, because basically all of you are exactly the same way, and you all are adulterers. Ki heimim azonot yiparedu. All of you act like a bunch of asses. We're using the word yiparedu, that you two are a bunch of mules with the whores. The ima kedeshot is bechu. You're just an am loyalvin yelabet. So you are a nation that doesn't understand how to act normal. And because of that, you can go yelabet about your wives and your children. We'll talk about that in later in the Gemara. Mishamet Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda. The Yossi ben Yehuda ish Yerushalayim. It's probably like it says in Tumur Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. But lu ha-eshkolot. That was the end of the people that were complete. Eshkolot, the Gemara is going to say, means ish shahakol bo. Up until that time, there was no machlokas in Klal Yisrael, and there was always complete clarity about Torah, and it was then after the death of Yossi ben Yoezer that then there started to become machlokas, and that became a disaster. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, other changes. Yochanan Kohen Gadol ended Vidui Meiser, and he said people should no longer say the Vidui Meiser. Again, we'll see in the Gemara why. He was also Mevatel, the Me'orerin, which we'll see what that means, and the Nokvin, and we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ad Yamav haya patish makeb Yerushalayim, ubiyamav ein tzarich l'shol al admai. So up until his time, again, the Gemara will go through the details, but the idea is that they used to, for Dover HaAvod, they used to do metalwork in Yerushalayim, because it was mutter for Dover HaAvod. He asered anything that was afsha milta, anything that made a lot of noise, and that people couldn't know from far away that this was done l'tzarech hamoed or l'tzarech mitzvah, he was mevatel that. Ubi Yamav, Ein tzarich l'shol al admai, and he was also the one who was gezer, the dinam admai, and therefore, once he made that gezerah, you didn't have to start asking a friend who gave you to eat whether he took off meiser, and the guy would say, no, I rely on this guy, and you would say, well, I don't rely on this guy. He was gezer that anyone who wasn't a chover, you need to take off meiser, and he explained which you need to take off, and so on and so forth. Tan rabban. Minayin shim nerefay glavacha kach nimtza ha'oreg. How do we know that if we brought the Egla Rufa and we find out who the murderer was, that we still kill the murderer? Talmud lomar, v'la aretz lo yechupar l'dam asher shupach ba, ki im b'dam shofcho. Now, this is very strange, because it's saying that we need to go, that pasuk is said in a completely different inyan, that is said in the sugya of Arei Miklat, and why in the world would we not bring it from the pasuk that Rashi brings it in the Chumash, which is the very next pasuk, after v'nikaper lehem adam, ve'ata teva'er dam hanaki? So how in the world did Rashi bring a different pasuk than the Gemara brought? This is really weird. And what was wrong with that pasuk? So the truth is, Tosfos explains this, not here, but Tosfos in Ksuvos actually explains this as being dependent in a whole sugya about whether chenek is chomor or sayef is chomor. And that would mean that he traces how that would be, atatava er, would be different, whether it was a chenek chiyuv or it was which would be chomor or would be sayef. And because of that, he says that a grashi works it out in the sugya that our sugya is going according to one Mandi Omar, and the Pashtus is according to the other Mandi Omar, which Rashi would bring a raya from elsewhere. It's a very brilliant analysis by Tosfos, but anyway, it's fascinating that our Gemara seems to bring a pasuk that is not really Nogea Egla Rufa directly. Eid echad omer ra'iti et ha'oreg, and the other one says, no, I was right there and you didn't. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that the only reason that we would bring the Egla Rufa anyway is because of Hakhasha. But if it wouldn't be for Hakhasha, then we would believe one witness. Of course, we have the same sugya by Saita. And that would mean that Eid Echad is Mehaman. And we looked for the Pasuk for that by the Eid Einba by Saita. Where is the equivalent Pasuk here in our Sugya? Where does it say that an Eid Echad is Nehaman? Because it says, Lo Noda Mihikahu. So Lo Noda Mihikahu means Ho Noda Mihikahu. If it's known anywhere, Afilu Echad Besof HaOlam, it could be even a single person anywhere in the world who knows, then Lo Yorfi. Rabbi Akiva Imer, there's also another issue. If the Sanhedrin witnessed the murder, even though they have no idea who the murderer was, also you would not bring an Egla Rufa, even though in Makirinoto. How do I know? Shaloa Yorfim. Because it says that the Dayanim say, Einenu lo ra'u. And that means we didn't see anything. Even though the Pashtus says it's referring to Einenu lo ra'u, this person. But it means that we weren't witnesses to anything that went on over here. And if they were, despite the fact that we have no idea, lo noda mihikahu, they cannot bring an Egla Rufa because they can't say, Einenu lo ra'u, because alo ra'u. So, wait a minute, but then we have the same problem we had by Saita. Now that you're telling me that an Eid Echad is Neman, so then how can we believe an Eid Echad against that Eid Echad? Didn't Ula say that, Kobokam Shemina Torah Eid Echad Arikat Shnayim? I thought that then we give that one aid the ne'amanus of two aidim. So how could we believe one person against him? Oh, Malach Ula, you're right. The Mishnah has to be changed. It should say that if one says, I did, and the other one says, you did not, lo ayu'arfim, because we only believe the first aid. V'chein omer Reb Yitzchak, t'ni, lo ayu'arfim. Word for word, the same sugya that we had by Saita, with Ula and Reb Yitzchak. Whereas Reb Chiya says, the Mishnah makes perfectly good sense the way it is. It should say what it says. Ayu'arfim. What? And what about Ula? Reb Chiya kasha Ula? No kasha. Just as we said before, in the Mishnah, we're talking about where the two Edim came into Beis Din at the same time. So there was never a moment that the Beis Din had been mekabel that Edus. And here, Masha Enkein, where Ula was talking about, that was talking about Bezeh Acharzeh. And once it's Bezeh Acharzeh, so then we've already been mekabel the witness as two witnesses. At that point, we completely ignore the other witness. And in fact, Tanan, we have a bit of a problem from the Mishnah itself. It says, Eid Echad Omer Ra'ite Ta'oreg V'Shnayim Omrim Lo Ra'ite Hayu Orfim. But isn't that mashma, that if it was one against one, so then Lo Hayu Orfim, and we would believe, in fact, the first one. To Yufta the Rebbe Chiya, and even though, remember, as we explained before, obviously Rebbe Chiya could easily say, yeah, but one is talking about Bezachazan, this is talking about Bevasachas. We don't believe that it's reasonable to say that the guy who walks in and says, but I was there with you and you know, saw no such thing ever took place, that that took place at a different time. The point was that the guy was with him and seems to be accompanying him. It's not reasonable to say that. Vela Taimech says the Gemara, you think that's a problem? I mean, how do you understand the safe of the Mishnah? Shnayim omrim ra'ino ve'achad omer lo ra'ino lo ayu'arfim. What's that mashma? That if it would be not shnayim, but if it would be chad ve'chad, then they would be arfim. But I thought you just said that we brought a raya that chad ve'chad lo ayu'arfim. Therefore, this whole last piece of the Mishnah, exactly the way we said it by Saita, is talking about psulei edus. And when it's talking about psulei edus, we don't have any of the dinim of the reconstruction of the event as edus, and therefore it's a question basically of evidence. So evidence, the more people that say they saw something, the more likely it is that we would go against them, like them. And therefore we switch from edus to an evidence stance, and that goes like Rabbi Nehemiah. The omako mokum she'emina Torah ed echad, the idea is, you follow Rov Deot, because you're not talking about Edus anymore. So now you go according to the majority of people that are there. And therefore, even if you've got one man That man is no different than one woman. So asu shtei nashim be'ish echad, exactly the way it would be shnei anashim be'ish echad. And we always look at the greater number of people that are there, and in that case, they are mevatel, what it was that he said. And some say that Reb Nechemya didn't quite go that far, and that Reb Nechemya gave a greater degree of ne'amanus to even an eid echad, who was a kosher aid. So if Olechadata aid echad kosher mi ikara, so then even if you've got 100 psule aidus, you have mea nashim, it would only be one against one. But we're talking over here that the first aid was not a normal aid. It was talking about an Isha, for instance. And there we normally would not accept it as aidus. And therefore, the way to understand Rabbi Nechemya, I'm going through this quickly because we did it all before, is that Rabbi Nechemya says, Komokum she'emina Torah aid echad, halecha charov de'ot, v'asu shtei nashim bi'isha echad. If the original testimony was an Isha, so then you would have two women, would be the equivalent of shnei anashim be'ish echad. But ein achinami, shnei anashim be'ish echad would only be kapalga upalga. And exactly as we asked at the previous Mishnah in Saita, tarte psulei edus lomali, why do I need the last two dinim that we go busser the rov de'ot in the last two cases? The first one was the rov de'ot says, no, you didn't see the murder. And the last case, the rov de'ot say, you did see the murder. Why exactly do we need two? Because, ma'o detema, again, exactly as we said before, ma'o detema, kaslina basa rov de'ot, is only where it's l'chumra, and you would need to do the egla. Avalakula, where it's saying that you don't do the arifa, maybe we don't follow Rabbi Nachemya's thing about going basa rov de'ot. Kamash, malan, that indeed we follow Rav Deos, whether it's Lakula or whether it's Lachumra. Nishrabu ba'ale hana'a nitaftu hadinim. So the Gemara, we've been going through now all of the changes in the world and the collapse of the order of things, and all of the inyanim that started with the changes in the ability of the Mayim HaMa'orim to work, because of the change in the moral stature and the nature of the Egla Arufa, where it became a Dover Poshet that there were murderers and there were open murderers, and therefore it no longer worked. And so we went in from there into the overall general collapse of things with the passage of time. And so we're up to Mishrabu Ba'alei Hana'a, when the people that were learning Torah became... I guess, searchers after personal pleasure in life. You know, it used to be if you lived in Lakewood, then by definition, you were living on a kollel salary, you know. You lived in some kind of broken down apartment. You didn't have anything to eat, barely. Now you have to have a three-story home, two vans in the driveway. So everything has changed, right? So when that goes on, so people don't put in the necessary work to actually take care of people who require dinim. So then, nitav to adinim, you can't trust the batei dinim anymore. You can't trust piskei halachas, niskalkulu hamaasim. Everything that was maisim tevim, where people would be makpid to do everything correctly. So the moment that people are interested in their own comfort, so they don't really put in the work. If you don't put in the work, then everything goes to pot. So because of that, we don't find the sense of satisfaction, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not feeling noach in the world. In other words, obviously this doesn't mean that it's literally ro'e panim, because then it's just a tautology, but it means when there was any element of people that had some kind of response to a friend, then there was already, the end result was that completely lo taguru b'tayish, that you're not allowed to take into consideration that somebody may take action against you as the dayan. That became bato, patsak lo takiru panim b'mishpat, became bato completely. Uporku ol shamayim, unatnu aleihem ol basar v'adam. So what does this mean? It means that people ended up not trusting. This is an amazing thing because it's so nogea b'zman hazeh. It ended up that people didn't trust going to the batei dinim because the batei dinim were not really functional. They didn't put in the necessary work. And so instead, they chose to go to civil court. If you go to civil court, so then that's oivenu pililim. And that means that basically what happens is you become ol basar v'dam instead of ol hashamayim, because now you're dependent on the goyim. Misharabu lo hashelech ishot badin. Oh, this is like the most common courtroom scene, right? The lawyer bends over, whispers in the ear, this is what you should say. So once that happened, and everybody's whispering in the courtroom, forget it. Rabba charon av b'Yisrael, nistalka hashchina, mishum shenemar, bekerav Elohim yishpot. So as Rashi explains, Elohim nitzav ba'adatel, that means that the Shechina is there in the Beis Din, when bekerav Elohim yishpot, when the Beis Din is paskening correctly. But when Beis Din no longer paskens correctly and they're not looking for truth, they're looking for the best lawyers, at that point, there's no longer a Shechina, and there's no Elohim nitzav ba'adat kel. Mishrabu acharei bitz'am libam holech. So when people started going after their own desires, so then if that is the case, nobody takes anything seriously. Why should I listen to somebody who's interested in his own money or his own pleasure when he says something is wrong or something is right? So Rabu ha'omrim l'ra tov u'latov ra. So there's no longer any kind of havchana between good and evil. And when that started, Misharabu ha'omrim l'ra tov u'latov ra, Rabu hoy hoy molam. As the Pasuk goes through so many psukim, Yeshayahu, go with hoy, hoy, hoy. And all of those hoys started when there was no longer any way to differentiate between good and evil. You get onto the internet and you're convinced that good is evil. You get onto the internet, you're convinced that evil is good. Misharabu Moshe Arok. It's not clear what this Moshe Arok means. I think it's the same caricature that we make today about stuck-up idiots, you know, that are talking heads and that are just going to sit there and, well, in my esteemed opinion, so the Moshe Arok is the, God, that's what I believe. And they say all kinds of weird stuff, but I don't know. I think it's just a caricature. But the important thing is it's we understand what it means. So then, Rabu Ayirim. I mean, once people put up with that kind of stuff, so then arrogance is basically acceptable, right? And then at that point, nitmatu atalmidim. So once people are stuck up, people don't really want to learn Torah because Torah, by definition, is only going to be attached to someone who is an anav. And like the Gemara says, water flows downhill. The Torah flows downhill into people that aren't into themselves. And therefore,
that's the point where Rebbe is saying, where the person that clears his throat publicly, they're drawing attention. I'm very important. I'm about to say something important. I think it fits.
Yeah. We need ma'atu ha'talmidim. V'atorach ozeret alamdeh. Now the poor Torah has to go around looking for people who are interested in learning instead of the way it used to be. Misharabu ha'yehirim. And when all of these people that are so stuck up, when they started gawking around, so then people actually started looking up to that type of behavior. You know, so the jet setters, those are the Yirim, those are the people that the Benot Yisrael want to get married to. You know, the guy's got a fancy car, he looks good. Itchilu Benot Yisrael linasei liyirim. So then they started going after that type of guy. Because after all, ein dorinu ro'eh ela lefanim. I mean, nowadays nobody sees deeper than these most superficial way of looking at things. So it looks to them, yeah, this guy's a macher. This guy knows what he's doing. This guy's all turns me on. They say, okay. So you go follow that type of person. And the serious people, the real people, nobody's interested in. Wait a minute, says Gemara. That's not true. We had that whole maimer omar mar. Hi, mandemiyayer. People who walk around with hubris. Afilo einish beite lo mikabel. We said that people, even in his own home, don't respect him. And now you're saying the girls will go run after him. So then Make up your mind. And we learned it from a pasuk. It says, Gever Yahir, a Hebrew person, Lo Yinve. What's such a Lo Yinve? Lo Yinve meaning Afilu bin Aveshalo. A home is called an Ave. So Lo Yinve, he won't have a home that respects him. So apparently, you're not fooling the girls by acting this way. Yes, that's long term. They're always ready to jump on these guys, you know? Then, when they realize what it is they gotten into bed with, Lesof Mitazalalai, then they're disgusted. And they look at him like he's an idiot. But, you know, it works for a while, and it works long enough to get the girl, and then your life falls apart. So, Mikarakov Tzalei Lesof Mitazalalai. Misharabu Matilei Milai Abalei Batim. When it turned out that the Dayanim and the Rabbanim were asking the Balabatim that they had people who were knowledgeable about marketing and so on, do me a favor, I'll give you some cash and you go and invest it for me because I don't know how to invest it and so on. So then people realized that judges are interested in money. So once they're interested in money, Rabba Hashochad Vatayat Mishpat, so then people started actually bribing. And then Paskatova, all of the Teva in the Eilam that is destroyed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the world because of Sheikhat, that is what happened. Mishurabu Mikableni Tovatcha, or Mechazikeni Tovatecha. So a judge would actually say, oh, Yashukeach, don't think I forget how good you are to me. You know, okay, so then people already realized that all you got to do is see to it that the Rav or the Dayan feels indebted to you. So Rabu Isha Yashar Ben Aviase, nobody pays any attention to anything because I can get away with anything. And Shefalim Hugbahu, Hagvoim Hushpolo, because of that. People that are absolutely the lowest of the low, they get all of the covet because they end up giving the money. People that have Teira and that have Chashivas were brought down. Malchuta, Ozla, Venavla, the whole sense of the Chashivas of Malchus Yisrael became more and more disgusting to people. Misha Robu Tsarayayin Vitorfe Teref, when people who were unwilling to give tzedakah, people that were Torfe Teref, they always had to grab their share of things. Rabu Ma'am Tse Alev, Mikavtse Yadayim Ila Halvot. So then people who would make their hearts harden against the Aniyim and don't even want to lend money, of Ruah Mashikatuv Batarai Shamlacha Penyed, Davar Balibchabli Ya'al, and then you will, and this of course was said Lagabe Shmita, but it's in general, of course, it's even worse. But the important thing is, as it says in the end. Mi shirabu, nituyot goren, besakrotenai, when the women would walk around with their high heels, their necks stretched out, and they were swinging their hips, winking their eyes. So then the need for the mayim hamorim also increase, because all the husbands were being the kind of their wives. But they didn't have it anymore, because the Mishnah said that they had to stop it. Elisha Pasku, because nobody was acting morally. Misharabu Mikablei Matanot, when people who would accept gifts were more common. Used to be people would refuse gifts, because Seni Matanos Yichye, Nitmatu Ayamim, because of that, lifetimes have become shortened. Nitkatsru Hashanim, Visone Matanot Yichye, Misharabu Zechuche Alev. And when you get all of these kids coming into yeshiva, they all know all the answers already. I'm going to pay attention. I can get on the internet afterwards, and I can, you know, figure this out, figure that out, get on Safaria. I always have all the answers in my hand, and I got to pay attention to the Rebbe. So Rabu, at that point, Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael, because nobody really understands anything. And they start with their assuming that I can understand anything I want the way that I want to do it. When they hadn't done all of the proper shimush, and because of that, they were improperly prepared to pasken halachas. Rabu machlokas b'Yisrael. V'naseh torah kishtei torot. Misharabu mekabli tzedakah min avdei kechovim. Are you Yisrael Lamala Vehim Lamata? Yisrael Lefanim Vehim Lachor. And so when the yeshivas started becoming dependent on government handouts, that made, this is of course a euphemism, it made Yisrael low, actually, and the Ovdei Kochavim high. You know, just, it's saying it in a nicer way.